Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. In Massachusetts, people can choose to buy their electricity from their utility or from a third party known as a competitive supplier. When lawmakers set up this system in the late 90s, the assumption was that a competitive marketplace would result in lower prices for customers. But for the most part, the opposite has happened, and state data show low-income residents are harmed the most. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has our story.
Have you ever had someone knock on your door and ask to see your electric bill? They probably told you that you're paying too much and that they have a plan that will give you cheaper power. This happened to Noemi Rodriguez of East Boston a few years ago.
Some folks came along offering a plan that was supposedly from the state.
She remembers feeling like the $80 a month she was paying Eversource was too much. And one of the salesmen spoke Spanish, so she felt like she could trust him.
I thought this was going to benefit me. I was so ignorant.
Rodriguez signed a contract, and her bill did go down at first. The problems didn't start until someone from the company called her about renewing her plan. She says she declined. She had seen something on the news about these companies increasing prices unexpectedly. The salesperson on the phone said he'd cancel her plan. But that's not what happened.
That's when I started noticing that the bills were too much.
It's not entirely clear how, but she ended up paying really high and variable rates. At times, her electric bill was over $200 a month. Last fall, Rodriguez asked a colleague at the environmental nonprofit Greenroots to take a look at her bills. Devin McGoy noticed right away that she had a competitive supplier. And he saw that some months, Rodriguez was paying three times more for electricity than she needed to.
I see this problem all the time because energy bills are frankly really hard to decipher.
Electric bills are confusing. And it's easy to miss the fact that you have a competitive supplier because your bill still comes from your utility. Here's how this all works. Your utility typically charges you for two services: the power it buys on your behalf in the wholesale market, and the cost of maintaining the wires that bring electricity to your home. If you have a competitive supplier, the only thing that changes is that you have a private company buying electricity for you. You still write your utility one check a month, and it pays your supplier what it's owed. There is one major difference, though. Unlike utilities, competitive suppliers don't need to get their rates approved by the state, so they can charge whatever they want. Here's McGoy again.
What these companies do is, even if they offer a lower price to start with, they jack up their price later down the line.
McGoy was able to help Rodriguez switch suppliers, and she now pays a much lower flat rate for power every month. But across the state, more than 500,000 households are currently enrolled in competitive supply plans. And Nathan Forster, who leads the Energy and Telecommunications Division at the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office, says that for most people, they're not a good deal.
Less than 10% of suppliers in a given year provide savings on average to customers. And when it happens, those savings are often very small.
Like a couple dollars a month, and usually only while a low introductory rate lasts. By contrast, the average customer loses about $230 annually. And that adds up. New data from the AG's office shows that ratepayers in Massachusetts lost more than $500 million between 2015 and 2021. And to be clear, this isn't just a Massachusetts problem. Forster says his counterparts in Maine, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, they see this too.
You have, unfortunately, too many companies who have decided that they're going to try to make money through lies and deception.
The Attorney General's office gets frequent complaints about salespeople who lie about who they are or pressure people to sign up. And then there's something called slamming, literally getting someone's account number and signing them up without their consent. Mariama White-Hammond is Boston's top energy official.
The biggest thing that makes me frustrated about the competitive electric suppliers is that traditionally they have gone after the people who can least afford the predatory product that they're offering.
She says these companies target people who don't speak English fluently, older adults, college students, and residents of low-income neighborhoods. But Frank Kaliva says this is a problem of a few bad apples. He's with the Retail Energy Supply Association, an industry group for competitive energy suppliers. and he thinks government oversight can solve the problem.
We think customers should have the ability to shop. We just think additional safeguards and additional oversight and additional education are vital for a properly functioning market.
But many consumer advocates disagree. They say it's not worth the time and money to police these companies. And they point out that even after other states have tried to rein in the industry, residents still lose money. State Representative Frank Moran of Lawrence says this market is beyond reform. And he's introduced legislation that would bar suppliers from signing up new residential customers, effectively phasing out the industry.
I believe in free enterprise. But in this case, it's actually hurting customers.
A similar bill was filed last year, but didn't quite make it over the finish line. Still, Moran and other advocates hope this legislative session will be different. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.
Tomorrow on WBUR's All Things Considered, some competitive suppliers say they'll bring you 100% renewable energy, but we'll tell you why it's not that simple.